Do you think there's anybody out there at all? Or has everybody, quite rightly, booked the week off? Because you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Really? 3 days and you get the whole week there. 10 days off, isn't it, if you're counting the weekends either side?
Yeah.
It's something like that.
I've had enough, though, enough days off. Have you? Are you bored with it a bit?
A little bit of a holiday is nice, but I've got to tell you, I do love coming to work. The Monday, Tuesday off was a bit weird. I could have done with the week, though. That would have been all right. Don't know why we didn't do that.
I just needed a break from that Jubilee nonsense.
It's International Clothesline Week. Don't know what that means, but I thought I'd throw it in.
Yeah.
It's English Wine Week, and it's also Welsh Wine Week.
Yeah.
Which I think is good, because you know what? If you're you know, a mixed-race family, well, there's no competition there. Yeah. You can just drink together, can't you?
Yeah, Welsh and English wine.
Oh, there you go, isn't it? Thank you very much. There's one of mine.
I don't think I've ever...
Nice.
Have you ever tasted English or Welsh
no,
wine?
No, I haven't. I must be honest.
I haven't, actually.
National Camp... English.
Oh, Hayley, yeah. I would say, has probably nailed most wines. You'd be hard-pushed to find a country of which she has not sampled their wine.
And that was just at the weekend.
It's also National Shooting Week.
Yeah.
Again, whatever. Have you got to tell me more then? We're going to call this Headlines, aren't we? Did we decide to call this Headlines, or were we going to call it Freddy Starr at my hamster?
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yes.
We're giving it a new name. So anyway, here's the idea. We've got to pretend, doesn't exist really, newspaper. Hayley and Welsh, you've scoured the internet to deliver a headline for that thing today. Hayley, what have you got?
Villas for pigs in pig village.
Villas for pigs in pig village.
Uh-huh.
Okay, quirky.
Police investigating cleaning fairy.
It's just a nice mystery in that one, Welshy. I've got to say, I do quite like that. Hayley, which one would you like to know about?
My one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you've told us what it is. It's a pig village.
Villas for pigs in pig village. Yeah, but it could be very ugly women living in a...
I believe Welshy did this story last week. He's just read a different headline. It's a slightly different worded one.
No, I haven't. I haven't done this, no.
If you have.
It's all about the headline, though, as you know.
I haven't.
You have.
It's about the headline.
What show are you on? This is not on this show.
Psychology of the headline is what it is. What are you grinning about?
Because he hasn't realised
yet. I've never done that. I've never done the story ever.
What was the alternative headline that he said?
Oh, I can't remember the headline. But I know it is because I read that because I thought, oh, that's a good story. And I thought, oh, no, it was on another website.
You thought that
last
was a good
week.
Story.
Yeah.
You think that's a good story. Welsh,
no,
you got it.
No, hang on.
Yeah. No, you just said that. I heard you say that.
We've done it. This is old news.
Let me hear the story.
Yes, you have.
Let me hear it. We'll find out.
You are insane.
Let's hear it.
Your memory is gone. A US police are investigating after a real-life cleaning fairy broke into a home, did some housework, and left a bill for $75.
Did the cleaning up and then billed and then left?
That's it. Yeah. Left.
I know what's happened there. They've been sent by an agency. They think they got it right. They think they were doing their actual job. Oh. That's all that is, I would guess. What happened next?
I don't understand how the police are investigating this because she left her name and number, but they're assuming she got the wrong place. That's it, really. Oh, sorry, the story's dreadful.
Oh dear.
Hayley, by default, you win.
Yeah,
you get that somehow.